This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The government yesterday accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases. He said that in the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local body elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The four-day mega event World Food India 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The Food Processing Industries Ministry said over 90 countries, 26 states and union territories and 18 central ministries will participate in the event. Japan will be a partner country and Vietnam and Iran will participate as focus countries. The event will feature major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. The event is also a landmark occasion to highlight India's emerging role as a global powerhouse in food processing. Government has taken several steps to restore peace and bring normalcy in Manipur in the last 100 days. Sources in the Home Ministry said 2 battalions of the Central Reserve Police Force and 200 companies of Central Police Forces have been deployed in Manipur. He said that the Union Home Minister Amit Shah has been regularly reviewing the security situation in Manipur and necessary actions are being ensured. The government has also ended the free movement regime along the India-Myanmar border. He said the Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the construction of border fencing and roads along the 1,610-kilometer-long international border between India and Myanmar. The ministry said about 10 kilometers of fencing have been completed over Moray and work is underway to fence another 21 kilometers of the border in other areas of Manipur. Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission Secretary Parul Gaur Mittal said that major steps and measures were introduced to ensure transparency and accountability in the recently concluded first written examination of general duty medical officers for allopathy and homeopathy in the state. Informing about various new steps taken by the Commission in a press briefing in Itanagar yesterday, Mittal said that the Commission had introduced grievance cell and 24 hours help desk for the candidates during the examination. She said that the Commission introduced biometric verification system of the candidates along with their picture and ID number of their forms submitted to the Commission this time. Joining along with the rest of the world, Nagaland yesterday observed World Bamboo Day on the theme Next Generation Bamboo, Solution, Innovation and Design. Organized by Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency at Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, Chumukedima. NBDA Chairman Nuzota Swuro said many artisans from remote villages are producing the best bamboo products with indigenous technology. To this, he said, their products have the scope to compete in the global market if proper skill development training is provided. He said, this will in a big way uplift the economic condition of entrepreneurs from rural areas. And as part of the Hindi Divas celebration, Akashvani Shillong is observing Hindi Pakwara since September 14th. The program is being held in different kendras and central government offices in Meghalaya, where people are being encouraged to use Hindi language besides motivating them to keep their surroundings clean. In Akashvani Shillong, a program was organized yesterday where Deputy Director Head of Akashvani Shillong, H. Dingdo, informed about different programs and competitions being organized for both Hindi as well as non-Hindi speakers to promote the use of Hindi among them. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.